Hello, it's Chris.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Chris vs. the People. We have a very wild episode for y'all today. Between secret brothers and possessed uncles to batshit situationships and then insurance fraud, question mark? None of my life updates are going to be as exciting as what we're going to hear about, I'm assuming, today. But I've really been getting my work ethic back, which is so exciting. I've been in what feels like almost a 4-year burnout. And it's been really mentally defeating, I have to say. But I have just been so motivated and creatively, I don't know if inspired is the word, but I am just, ready to go. And I've been finding new hobbies. Like, oh my God, I had an off day and I went out and gardened one of my gardens, like actual gardening, not like the TikTok slang gardening. Like I literally took out a whole garden and planted shit. Oh my God, I also baked bread. I mean, it was for a YouTube channel on my main channel, but I baked bread and I'm like, I can totally see myself doing that when I have some downtime. And now I'm realizing I sound like the first person who ever discovered what being a trad wife is. I literally am just becoming a trad wife. Nara Smith, your days are numbered. Now, before we get to the calls, I just want to welcome anybody who is joining us. And this is your first episode of Chris vs. the People. I hope you enjoy it and you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you like video episodes, I like to think we have a pretty sexy little set. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ChrisVSThePeople. And then as always, after this, I will be recording an after show on Patreon. Patreon.com/ChrisClemons, where you can head right after this episode is over and get even more chaos, as if that's even possible. Dude, the after shows, I don't know what's been going on, but there really is something in the Patreon water because they have been crazy. And also, I like love the community the after show has been building on Patreon. It's really special. But with all of that being said, let's get to our first call. Hey, Dee, welcome to Chris vs. the People. Now, you told me you have a wild family feud.
Yeah.
I love that you're starting it off with, yeah, and you're about to say some of the most unhinged shit, I feel.
No, it's insane.
Where does it begin?
Thanksgiving, I want to say 2015. My dad's side of the family, which is like white, and my mom's side of the family is black. So I'd always go to their side for Thanksgiving.
Whose side, your mom or dad?
My dad.
You chose a white Thanksgiving? Do you hate seasoning? What is happening?
No, because they kind of eat it up over there, honestly.
Oh,
well, it's pretty good.
Okay, well, color me shocked. All right, so you're at your dad's side for Thanksgiving in 2015.
Yes, 2015. I'm, I think, 17 at this point. So we're all, like, already sitting at the Thanksgiving table. And these two guys come in and, like, sit down next to me. And they're, like, really, like, big. Like, they're, like, 6'4", I would say. And they're, like, Samoan. And I thought they were, because they were, like, pretty generous. So they'd always have, like, random people over for Thanksgiving. And so I thought, I was like, oh, maybe it's, like, my uncle's coworkers, whatever. So they sit down. And we're all eating, it's fine. So the dinner ends, and then they leave, and then we sit on the couch.
Okay, so they leave. Who is still left in the house? Your dad and who?
My dad, my uncle, which is like my aunt's husband, so I'm not like related to him.
Got it.
My uncle, my aunt, and my two cousins. So I was like, who were those guys? I asked my dad, and he goes, they're your uncle's brothers. And I go, what the fuck are you talking about? Because he's like this like white, he's like as white as someone can come. And so I was like, what are you talking about? And I found out that his dad died and like had a funeral there, and that's why they were there. And his dad had left like when he was young.
Wait, time out. They're, wait, what? So if they're your dad's uncle's brothers, wouldn't they also be your dad's brothers?
No, I, like...
Oh, this is the uncle who... Okay, that's his sister's husband. Got it.
Yeah, sorry for the confusion. And so I find out that his dad had left their family
Like permanently or like emotionally?
Oh, permanently gone. Didn't know where he went.
Oh, I said permanently more as in like he's dead.
No, he had died like that week and he left in like the 80s.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. So he had already left, but during Thanksgiving, he was like freshly dead, which is why everyone was in town.
Yes. Yeah. So he's freshly dead.
Got it.
Anyways, so he had left their family, moved to American Samoa, met a woman, had, I want to say, 18 children with her. Mm-hmm. Insanity.
You said that as if you could see me almost choke on my Aperol spritz. I mean, oh my God. Okay, I'm going to go off on a random tangent and like,
please.
This really isn't meant to be disrespectful.
No.
I just want to preface it with that, which is like now puts everyone on the edge of their seat, including myself. As a human being who has to give birth, how do you give birth to 18 children?
I know. Well, like, the kicker, she had one on the way.
19?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 19 and counting, babe.
So is this person... So who the fuck is pregnant? Your dad's mother-in-law? No, your dad's extra wife or new wife.
Yes.
Oh yes, my God.
My uncle's dad's extra. Yeah.
So your dad and his sister basically learned that their dad who left a while ago went off and had 18, now 19 children with someone else?
Yes. Yeah, in a different country on an island.
Did he find that out that day on Thanksgiving?
I don't know. I think they had been in contact for like a few weeks before that. So they probably, like his brothers who were like around his age, probably told him like all the shit that went down over there.
So the two Samoan guys at the Thanksgiving table were two of the 19?
Yes. The oldest. Yeah.
What did they have to say about that? I mean, were they normal?
Yeah, they were super chill and nice. Yeah, they were. I mean, it was like so awkward because I was like, who is this?
So you got no warning. You were like, okay, we're having a nice family gathering. By the way, there's going to be two randos here. You didn't even get that heads up.
Well, there was randos all the time. We had like some rando like that was their friend. One of my cousins' like friends always used to come. So we had randos all the time. So it was normal.
Okay, I'm starting to see why you picked the white Thanksgiving. I really am. This is... really interesting. So these two Samoan guys are pretty much your dad's, like, what, half-brother?
Yeah. So, like, my uncles.
Oh, my God, your uncles. Like, yeah, you're... Wait.
I know.
Wait.
Right?
Wait. You're about to have an uncle or an aunt who's about to be born?
Oh, my God.
Did you not do that math?
No, that didn't even occur to me.
Yeah, babe, you're going to be teaching your uncle or aunt how to drive.
Stop. Well, they all live on the island, so like I'll never meet them.
Oh, okay, TTT. So that's how you sleep at night. I'm starting to understand.
Yeah, well, I kind of just block it from my brain.
How did your dad find out about all of this? Do you know?
I think my aunt told him probably. He probably knew before like coming because they're like pretty close.
You're saying this so casually, like if I...
It happened so long ago that it doesn't like occur to me, I feel like. Like it's not like something that I'm like, oh yeah, I have an entire family in American Samoa that I've never met besides these two people.
You don't even have an entire family, like you have an entire population that you're related to.
I know, a village.
So you don't have any contact with them or anything?
No, well they're not, I'm not like related to them. So it's not, I mean, besides, like, marriage.
Well, but time out. Aren't you? If that's your dad's dad, you're half related. Or, like, a fourth related. I don't know how that...
No.
Wait, am I blowing it on family trees on another episode of this show? I mean, fuck.
Well, it's confusing. It's my dad's sister's husband. So I'm not related to him.
Right, but... Oh, wait.
But I am, but I'm not.
No, you are, because the person who had 19 children is your dad's dad, correct?
No, and my uncle's dad.
Oh my God, it's your uncle's dad.
Chris.
I am literally, like, I've had a few sips of an Aperol spritz, I'll admit. Otherwise, fucking stone cold sober. What the fuck? That's not even that crazy. You've just got, like, a random dude who's married to your aunt who has, like, a whole town.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is crazy because you just showed up to my Thanksgiving unannounced, really.
Did you talk to them at all? Were they, like, normal? Like, did they understand the situation?
Yeah, they were super normal. I honestly kind of loved them having them there because I was, like, the only, like, POC person. So I was like, yes! But
not that being the reason you loved having them there was so that you weren't fucking alone in a room of white people.
Oh my god.
I am almost embarrassed that I butchered this story so hard. So where does the feud come in?
Well, because he left them, and she was like a single mother raising like four kids. That's the feud, really. And, like, yeah.
Okay, I'm feeling clickbaited by you, D. I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling clickbaited.
Really?
I am. I'm so disappointed. No, I'm kidding. I live for, like, family drama on any level, especially even if I don't understand who's related to who and who's having 19 children.
Right.
But we're not done with you, D, because we're talking to you on the after show after this episode about a very unfortunate work event, and I don't think I've misinterpreted this one.
No, I don't think you have either.
Okay, well, I'm gonna buckle up and I'm gonna get ready to hear about you throwing up on your coworker. Oh, D.
Oh my god.
Well, thank you for sharing that little slice of Thanksgiving pie of family dysfunction. You guys seem not dysfunctional though.
No, we love each other.
Yeah, so what the fuck? You clickbaited me. How dare you?
No, I didn't.
How dare you?
It wasn't my family, to be real. It's like half of my family.
You're not even related to them. Rolling the tape back when D said that.
And it's not even my story to tell, truly.
Wow. That's fucked up.
That's just me.
I'm just... That's just me, baby. I'm fucked up. No, I really... No, I appreciate you sharing this, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, see you soon.
Talk soon, bye. Girl, this show is making me question my fucking reading comprehension skills, because, so here's the thing, if you want to be on an episode, you can fill out the Google form in the description of every episode, it's in every single description. I am starting to think that I'm reading these all completely wrong, because this isn't the first time this has happened where I've completely misunderstood what someone wrote in. I get very small blurbs, so it's not like I know the full story. I knew that there was, like, a secret brother. I didn't realize that, D, you weren't fucking related to him. The hell? What the helly? What the helly, Auntie? Okay, we're gonna get into our next call before I fully crash out. And, oh my god, this one, I'm kind of scared for.
Hello?
Hi, Eve. You wrote in and said you have a wild story for us that's a little spooky, and I figured because Halloween is, oh my god, this week when this episode's being posted, I figured this was perfect, and from what I read, I'm nervous.
Yeah, it was definitely really scary for me when it happened.
When did this all happen?
So this all started about 20 years ago.
Oh, we're taking it back. We are time traveling like Janelle Monáe.
Yeah, my aunt moved into this house 20 years ago. I was a little kid. Right off the bat, this house gave me spooky, spooky vibes. I remember when she was, like, shopping for houses, we went to this house. And I was like, I don't like it. My sister was like, it gave me such a weird vibe. And eventually she bought the house and we're like, great, you know, she has a house. But we didn't like it, but we did spend a lot of time there growing up.
What about the house, like, gave you spooky vibes?
Okay, so it probably didn't help that we saw it at night.
Oh, that never helps unless it's like a sexy floor-to-ceiling window high-rise apartment. Like, that is the only time seeing something at night is amazing.
Yeah, but we saw it at night and it creeped us out so bad. It had a really long, dark hallway that we did not love, and the lights were out at the time, and we're like, we do not like that.
No. Okay, I mean, all you had to say was the fucking hallway with no working lights, and I'm like, mama, I'm out.
It gets worse. But it just, the vibe was just off. Like, it just felt like something was wrong in there. It just didn't feel right. Even when we went during the day, we're like, okay, we still get that weird, creepy vibe. Something is going on here. So we did not like it.
Did you tell your aunt that you didn't like it?
I told my mom, and my mom was like, you better not say anything because she's really excited about this house. And so I just didn't say anything. I told my sister. My sister and I were kind of like, okay, we get this vibe. My mom knows we have this vibe, but we just kept it to ourselves because we didn't want to be like, oh, you bought a house, but it kind of creeps us out. So,
well, you could have told her before she bought the house. What the hell?
I know, but she was so excited. I mean, during the showing, my dad was jumping in the pool and we're like, oh, we just wanted this house. Like, they just wanted this house and we wanted to be able to go over, I guess.
Wait, run that one back real quick, Turbo. Your dad jumped in the pool when you guys were going to look at it?
My dad's a character. He jumped in the pool while we were like, yeah, while the realtor was showing us. And he's like, I'm going to check it out. And he jumped in. He took his shirt off, jumped in. And we're like, oh, my God.
Okay, your dad is definitely like one of those dads in a Disney Channel show. I just fucking know it.
No, he is.
So what do you know what your aunt loved about the house?
My aunt and my uncle love the garage because my uncle is like a very like handyman. He loves to build furniture and whatever. And it was a perfect size for like his little workshop.
Okay.
It had a nice kitchen, which my aunt loves to cook. But there was this vibe and this long, dark, scary hallway that we did not love. But for them, it was perfect.
Not the hallway.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys got the vibe. They didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got the vibe.
So your aunt buys the house, and then what happens?
So me and my sister start going over a lot because my cousins are there. We have two cousins that live there. Me and my sister get really, you know, we play really well with them. We're like 8, 9, so we're playing with them. We're hanging out with them. My parents also eventually start leaving us there, like, when they go on trips, so they, like, they can go on trips and be happy, and we're over here, you know, being watched by my aunt and my uncle.
With that fucking hallway.
No, and then not only that, but if we were staying over, we would sleep in the living room and my cousin would make like this makeshift bed and the living room was right next to this dark freaking hallway. And so I'd always sleep closest to the hallway because my sister would be like, I don't want to sleep over here. So I'm sleeping next to this dark hallway. We would hear knocks at night. I remember once standing in the kitchen during the day. You can see the living room from the kitchen. I was looking at the living room from the kitchen and I see this dark, tall shadow figure, I'm not joking, run from one corner of the living room into the dark hallway.
No.
My heart sinks just thinking about it because I remember how I felt in that moment. I was like, did I really just see that?
No, I literally just got chills. I'm not even fucking joking. Like, also, maybe it's just because my basement is cold, but fuck, I hate this kind of shit. I hate this kind of shit.
Shadow figures are no, they creep me out so bad, but...
As someone who's, like, tiny, diminishing brain can't comprehend this shit, mm-hmm. Like, is there anything the knocking at the night could have been? Or, like, was it, like, someone is specific... Like, this is a knocking sound?
No, it was definitely, like, full-on knocking. My aunt's bedroom was not in the direction of the knocking. My cousin was sleeping. My cousins were sleeping in the living room with us. So there was nothing on that side of the house that could have been causing the knocking. And it was like, you could hear it move in the wall. Does that make sense? It would like...
No.
And I remember all of us heard it and we looked up at the wall and we're like, what is that?
And
I was like, there's nothing on this side. We're just going to ignore it.
Okay. And as an adult now, do you ever think like maybe that was a mouse or something? Or was it like more than just like footsteps in a wall?
It was, I mean, it must have been a fat mouse if it was a mouse. But it was a hard, heavy knock. But
fuck.
To me, it wasn't a mouse. To me, I remember hearing it and I remember it moving and like the power behind the knock.
Oh, I'm not trying to invalidate you. I'm just... Mostly just not trying to take any of this energy from this story. Holy shit. I need a haunting like a third leg.
Oh, yeah. And so my dad, you know, being the character he is, he had this friend who had a paranormal investigation company. And so he told him about what's going on at my aunt's house. And he said, oh, well, let me go check it out.
Oh,
I'll bring a medium. I'll bring my crew.
So this was like a... a popularly talked about thing in your family with your aunt and your dad and like all of that?
This is the family story that we tell when people are like, when do you have a ghost story? This is a story we pull up and we're like, let me tell you this story.
But like, during this, like, did you guys eventually bring the knocking up to your aunt and stuff? Like, or was it still like, don't tell auntie?
No, we did. We did. My cousins definitely also, I mean, they lived in that house, so I can't imagine what they experienced, but they definitely brought it up to my aunt and my uncle, and they were like, hey, we're seeing things, we're hearing things. My aunt's a very, very chill woman. She's very like, oh, it's just, you know, it's not a new house. It's been lived in before. It's a house just breaking in. You know, she also did bring up the rats. It could be like a rodent in the wall. My uncle's a very, like, he's a non-believer. So he was very like, this, it's just nothing. It's in your head, your kids, you know?
Oh, God. Straight men.
Yeah. My aunt and my uncle were aware of what was going on.
Okay, so your dad found someone who could, like, investigate this spiritually.
And so that's what they did. My aunt was open to it. And she was like, sure, bring him in. Like, you know, if it's something, it's something. So they go into the house with this medium. And right away, she's like, there's three kids in the house. And
you're like, are they alive like us? Or is it not alive, not like us?
She tells us that they died in a fire. And that they're all, like, related, and that they all stick together, and that they all love my uncle because they remind them of, like, their dad.
Hard fucking effect no.
Yeah, so apparently they're always around him, and she says that he's always in the garage, and she doesn't know anything. My dad didn't tell them anything because he was like, I want this to be, like, I want to see what they come up with.
Yeah, totally. Oh my God. No, I'm the exact same way when I go to, like, a psychic or something. I, like, don't even tell them my real name. I don't. Like, sometimes they'll ask things and I'll, like, what do you do for a job? And I'm like, marketing. Or, like, you know, like, I'll tell the truth, but, like, kind of gloss it. Mm-hmm. No, I'm the exact same way. Okay, so what does she say?
So she says, he's always in the garage, right? And my aunt and uncle are like, yeah, I'm always in the garage. And she's like, well, they love being around you in the garage. They love watching you work. And in my head, I'm like, there's three ghost kids in a garage with my uncle. Like, that is so creepy. Like, I would hate to be him right now.
Not your response to be like, ooh, sucks to be you, uncle.
Yeah. Literally. No, but there's more spirits in the house, unfortunately.
Like, how many are we talking? Is this like a spirit fraternity or
no, it's, I don't know what was going on in there, but we used to joke about an old lady being in the backyard. We say, oh, don't go out there at night because there's an old lady in the backyard. Turns out there was a ghost of an old lady in the backyard, and she was just vibing back. Like, she loved it back there. Apparently she loved the garden. She loved the pool. And then she said that there was a tall man in the hallway who loved the hallway. And we all just kind of, like, I think that's when we got, like, really scared because, like, oh my God, it's real. Like, she's feeling what we've all been experiencing. And we all just kind of got, like, really scared. And I remember the whole vibe shifted after that. Like, it was just like, okay, this is real. This is happening.
Yeah, no, there's nothing that will kill a boner just like finding out that there is an entire community of dead people living in your house.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So what did your dad say as a non-believer when he hears, oh, they love hanging out with you in the garage while you work on furniture?
My uncle was kind of speechless. He kind of just looked at her. And I don't remember if this was during the investigation or after, but he did kind of tell us, like, he always did feel like somebody had their eyes on him. And I don't know if that was just because of what she said or if it's because he really felt it, but I feel like that kind of like did something for him where he was like, okay, that kind of explains something that I've been experiencing.
I just want to once again say, I don't claim this energy. Holy shit, I don't need any more voices in my life. Oh my God. Okay, so there's three children, an old lady, and a tall man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A tall man in the hallway.
So where does this story go from here? Did you call Ghostbusters?
No, the medium eventually, it was a very, like, I think we closed the night really well. She said she helped the children, like, move into the light. I remember we all, like, gathered and did, like, this cleanse, and I honestly, I don't remember what she said or what she did or if she said like a prayer or anything, but she helped the children move into the light. I remember we all shed tears. Like I looked around and everybody was crying because you could just feel like this like lightness. And then as for the old lady and the man in the hallway, I remember she cleansed and she told them, hey, like you, this is not your space. You need to leave. And the next day, the house felt so much lighter. And to this day, she still lives there. The house does not feel that dark anymore. But I whatever they did worked because no one is experiencing or seeing anything anymore. We go over there now for holidays, and it's like, I don't mind spending the night there anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard because, like, I really do believe you. Like, why the hell would you call and make this up? But did you ever, like, go back and look, like, was there, like, a story about children dying at this house or anything?
I've Googled so many things, and I've Googled, like, kids dying near this area, like, you know, but I've never found anything.
Your FBI agent is probably having a field day every time you log on to your phone or laptop. Jesus Christ.
I know, like, my Google search history is crazy, but, yeah, I've never found any evidence of anything going on in that area. I know that a child died like a street down, but that was because of a different reason. But I've never found anything. I don't know who that old lady is. I don't know who that tall man in the hallway was. But I know there was ghosts in that house. I know what I've seen. I know what I've heard.
Are there any like weird like trap doors or like anything like crawl spaces in this house?
There is definitely an attic.
Have y'all been in it?
I've never been in it.
Oh, bet. I think I know exactly what you're doing this Halloween, honey. Eve, you are getting your ass into that attic.
No, I don't think so.
Get your little bundle of sage, get a lighter, and fucking go to town.
Oh my gosh, no.
Oh my god. That, like, I don't mean this. If any spirits are wanting to try some shit with me, don't. But, like, I sort of want to be in that situation for, like, a day just to, like, really
experience
that. But I really am so happy just hearing about it over the phone and not claiming this energy for a third time. I'm just trying to think, like, if this happened when I was a kid, first of all, I don't think as a kid I would have been that in tune with like energy and like people and that kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. Although there, I would go to bed crying every night because I was afraid of robbers and tornadoes. So like maybe at my focus was on other, I had other demons I was fighting, but like that, I just don't, oh, that, yeah, I just feel like.
I didn't
like,
even tell you about the EVP.
The EV who?
The EVP, the voice recording, the investigator at one point asked it to move a box. We all saw it move. And then he said, thank you. And then on like the voice recording, you could hear, you're welcome. Like in a child voice. And I used to carry that EVP with me just in case, but I don't have it anymore. But it was the creepiest thing ever.
I would have been so fine not knowing that. I'm going to be so upfront with you, Eve. I would have been great not knowing that.
I hope you sleep well tonight.
me fucking too. I've got enough gardening supplies with me that I know I will sleep fine tonight. But oh my God. Way to bury the lead on that one. So this guy left a box with a voice recorder in there.
Yeah.
And you hear a child's voice on it?
It was like three of us in a room. It was me, the investigator, and some other guy who was helping him. He put a box down, like a cardboard box in the middle of the room. No draft, nothing. He said, can you move this box for me? We all saw it move a couple inches forward. And he had like a voice recording down on the floor or somewhere. And he says, thank you, because the box moved. And then you hear, you're welcome. Like in a child's voice, like a child's voice whispering, you're welcome.
Bro, the way that house would have been on the market, I mean, you couldn't have blinked slow enough for that thing. Like that, no way. And none of this was disclosed to your aunt that like, hey, maybe this is haunted. Like, did the people before not, like, does your aunt know why the people before moved out?
That's a good question. I don't think we've ever tried, like talking to the people that moved out before.
Okay, I think we need to start working backwards here. Like, I suddenly am, like, that couple from The Conjuring who's, like, really taking white audacity to a new level. I'm like, I'm going to figure this thing out. also with it being this close to Halloween, I'm like, this is just a little too much. I definitely believe in that shit. It's like, sometimes I'm like, is it me or am I like going into psychosis? But like, I really do believe in that. And that is chilling. Like, I'm kind of gagged a little. Like, I'm kind of speechless. Speechless. Whoa.
Yeah, no, it was terrifying.
But ever since it's been good?
Ever since it's been good. We all spend holidays there. When we all get a little too drunk, we spend the night there and we don't hear or see anything.
Well, that's probably because y'all are blackout. So good for fucking you for finding a solution. Wow, Eve.
Yeah, I'll get that.
Thank you for sharing. I mean, like, I say that with like a question mark at the end because like, I really do feel like something has been passed on to me, which I'm not super stoked about, but
no.
I'm once again not claiming any of this energy.
No, thank you for letting me share.
Oh my God. Have a happy Halloween and stay away from children's voices.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Y'all, that is the kind of shit that, like, at my big old age of almost 32, like, I can't do that. That, it's, like, also hard for me to comprehend that, like, a box moved on its own. I'm not, once again, I want to make it clear, I do not think Eve is lying. But, like, from a human logic standpoint, what the fuck do you mean a box just moved and then someone said, you're welcome? Like, what? Huh? Now, before we carry on with the rest of today's episode, I'd like to thank our sponsor, which is Soul. If you don't know, Soul is a wellness brand that believes feeling good should be fun and easy. Soul specializes in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. It is no secret to you guys that, listen, your boy loves some of those letters, you know? I love a THC, I love a CBD. I love sometimes when they're combined. Now, their best-selling out-of-office gummies were designed to provide a mild, relaxing buzz, boost your mood, and enhance creativity and relaxation. With up to 5 different strengths, you can tailor the dose to fit your vibe. From a gentle 1.5 milligram microdose to their newest 15 milligram gummy for a more elevated experience. I honestly cannot rave enough about this gummy in particular. There are few things that I get as much pleasure out of as popping one of these 15 milligram gummies. And as someone who needs like about 50 milligrams to feel like a real solid, the 15 milligram gummy is absolute perfection. My friends no longer have to take little bites of my gummies because they only need a very small amount. They have their own 1.5 milligram gummy, which is, in my friend group, game changing. Another huge reason I love Soul is like I've become very aware of like what I put into my body, and this is all organically farmed, US grown, vegan, gluten-free, low in sugar, and it's the best part is, baby, it's federally legal. I say all of this because you too can bring on the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul is offering my Chris vs. the People listeners 30% off your entire order. All you have to do is go to getsoul.com and use code Clemens, K-L-E-M-E-N-S. Again, that is getsoul.com, promo code Clemens for 30% off. I'm telling you, I will be using my own coupon code. As always, thank you so much, Soul, for supporting my show, and I hope the people support you right back. Anyways, we got another call to get to. Anyways, we're going to move on to our next call, which I'm hoping is going to lighten the mood a little bit.
Hello.
Hi, Melinda. Now, I hear that you are in quite the situationship.
Oh, yes.
Let's hear it, girl.
I mean, where do you want me to start? The story's very long.
Okay, how long ago did this situationship start?
Like 5 years ago. This happened like 2020.
Oh my God. Okay, so this is like a long-term... What? Okay, we'll get to that question in a little. So how did it start? How did y'all meet?
Okay, so I'll call him E. So me and E, I met him in high school. I was 14 at the time. He was 17.
Okay.
And my friend was actually talking to him, and she had shown me a picture of him, and like, I'm 14 at the time. I'm like, oh my God, this man, like, he's so hot. Like, oh my God. And they were like, they weren't like talking. She was just like, oh, like he texted me, whatever. And like, I'm not going to talk to him while he's talking to her.
Cause you're a girl's girl. Totally. I got it.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, we go to hang out with him. It's like at the park and there's like, his friend is there too. I'm like hanging out with his friend and it's just like, I'm like, oh my God, I want this man. Like, it was like love at first sight for me.
You want the man that your friend is talking to or the man who?
Yes.
Oh, got it. Okay. Sorry. I should have said in past tense, you were a girl's girl.
I was. So I have my eyes set on him. Okay. From that moment on.
Okay, so you've got your eyes locked on E along with your best friend.
Yes. Luckily for me, her and E stopped talking.
Okay, that is quite lucky for you.
Yes, eventually they stopped talking.
Okay.
So, like, a couple months go by. This is the summer. And I literally switched schools. I switched to his school to, like, try to get there. You know what I mean?
No, shut the fuck up, Melinda, okay? Time the fuck out, okay? This is coach speaking. What do you mean you transferred high schools just to be at a school with this guy?
Yes.
How did you do that? You told your parents, hey, I want to switch schools because I want to get dicked down by E? Like, what are you talking about?
So, I live, like, in a really small town, and there's only two high schools here. I was going into my freshman year. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to switch to the other school. Like, now is the perfect time to do it. I'm going into freshman year. Like,
oh, okay. So both schools were like pre-K or whatever through 12th grade.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. I thought you were like a freshman and you were like, okay, this school isn't working out because there's not enough dick here. Got it. Okay. So it was like that transitional 8th grade to high school.
Yes.
Okay. We're back.
So...
So you now go to school with E.
Yes, I go to school with him. I'm like the creepy stalker girl. Like, I'm stalking his social media. Every time I see him in the hallway, I'm like looking at him. Like, it's, yeah.
This is like the female version of you on Netflix. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you describing yourself as like, I was the weird stalker girl. I'm like... I think I'm getting another call. I think I'm going through a tunnel. Something's happening. I gotta go.
It wasn't like that.
No, I'm just giving you shit. So what happened?
Okay. So I guess you could say how it all like started. He like eventually began to notice me because we had like the same friend group. Like that's how my friend had known him.
He started to notice me because I would stand outside his bedroom window and I'd wave at him every day.
So one day I'm it's like December at this point. I've been going to the school for a while. I'm walking up the stairs and he's there and I'm like a couple feet away and he's like holding the door open for me, waiting for me. And like my heart's beating so fast. I'm like, oh my God, like this is it. Like he's holding the door for me. So yeah, so I walk in the door, whatever. It's like no big deal. And that night, he had texted me.
Oh my God. What did he say, girl?
He was just like, hey. It was just like a hey.
He held the door open for me. And that night, he texted me. What did he say? Hey. So true.
I'm like, oh my God, like, oh my God, it's happening. Like, he texted me. So from that point on, we had texted every single day. This turns in, like, I was talking to him for like a year.
Is it like strictly talking? Like, do you guys go and hang out? Have you done stuff? Like, is it purely over text?
So at this point, I'm like 14, 15. So I'm like sneaking out at night to see him.
Oh my God. Okay. So y'all are like doing more than talking. Shit.
Oh yeah. Like a whole year of this, of me like sneaking out to see him and like whatever.
What would you guys do when you snuck out? You would just like cuddle in the grass?
He would take me like, up to like this viewpoint, and we would just like look at the stars. And like, he had a Jeep, so he could put the seats down in the back, so we would have sex in his Jeep.
Oh my God, I forgot he could drive. Okay, I regret asking that entire question. Okay, got it. So y'all are just honk-honking in the Jeep, looking at the stars. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was he doing this with other people, do you know?
Well, so here's the thing. A whole year of this and me constantly catching him texting other girls.
Melinda.
Yes.
Oh, and this is when you learn that men ain't shit.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, he would always, like, stop texting them after I'd found out. And he would, like, send me, like, screenshots of him blocking them and whatnot. But after this whole year, like, it's, like, February 2020 at this point, and I find out that he had, like, an actual real girlfriend.
The whole time?
Yes, a girl who, I don't know how I didn't know this whole time, but this girl had bought him the Jeep. He was living with her. Yeah, she reached out to me.
Wait, time out. How old is this girl?
She's like his age.
How is she buying him a Jeep? I could barely buy a fucking Lunchable at 17.
Well, so she's Native. So she was getting, you know, checks every month.
Oh, okay. I mean, solid for her, but don't waste that on a man's Jeep who's cheating on you. Fuck!
Right? That's what I'm saying. To be fair, it was like a Jeep from like Facebook Marketplace, but still.
It's still a better car than I bought myself at 17, which was no car.
Exactly.
Okay, so she reaches out to you and she's like, hey, I'm his girlfriend?
Yeah. She's like, so how she found out, she was like, did he ever call you M-Sauce? And I'm like, I don't know, like, why? And she's like, well, one day we were driving in the car and you had called him and that's what you came up as. Like, on the CarPlay.
M-Sauce? I mean, he might as well have made your contact BFF, because what the fuck, M-Sauce? That's honestly the most horrific part of the story.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, at that point, after a whole year of all this bullshit, and then, like, this was like, okay, I'm done. Like, this is crazy. Like that, how did I not know? She was like, yeah, we've been together for, like, 4 years. I was like, what?
So how does this situationship bring us to current day?
So when I wasn't talking to him for 6 months, and, like, 2020, after I found out about that, I started talking to his best friend. And I fucked his best friend.
Oh my God, Melinda, the girl boss that you are.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Okay. So which is the situationship that you wrote in about?
This is the whole thing. Like, I was talking to his best friend for like 6 months, and like, talking to him for that long, like, I started liking his best friend too. But then at that point, after 6 months, E had came back into the picture. He had broken up with the girlfriend, and we started talking again. And the guy, the best friend that I fucked, he had gone off to the Navy.
What in the fucking Hallmark Channel is happening right now? We fucked in a Jeep and then he went off to the Navy. Like, what are we doing here?
Well, the best friend went to the Navy.
No, I know. But, like, what are these plot points? We fucked under the stars in his Jeep. Then I fucked his best friend. Then the best friend went off to war. Like, what?
I know. It's all fucked up.
Like, meanwhile, I was afraid of my own fucking shadow in high school. And this is happening for you? No wonder someone created Euphoria. That's what's fucking happening.
So.
Okay, so best friend is out at war. E just broke up with his girlfriend and is knocking on your door.
Yes. E comes back. T, we'll call him T, the best friend. He's gone in the Navy. He doesn't have his phone for like a month. So during that month is when E had come back. So I'm like, well, fuck.
And that's probably what you did.
Yes.
I swear to God, this Hallmark movie, I swear to God.
Yeah, he comes back from the Navy after, like, boot camp. And I think he was in boot camp for, like, a month. Didn't have his phone.
And during that month, you're talking to E, who's his best friend.
Yes.
Totally. Yeah.
Well, so at this point, they're not best friends anymore, you know, for a good reason.
Got it. I love women in men's industries. This really is amazing. What happens next?
So I tell T, I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, and I really did like T, you know, but I just loved E more. So I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I have to, like, I'm sorry. Like, I went back to E.
I'm sorry. I just like your ex-best friend more than you. Good luck at war, I guess.
Well, so I was T's like first girlfriend, kind of. So T's like obsessed with me and he wouldn't let me go. So it got to the point where I just had to like block him. I just had to block him on everything.
I just want to discuss and point out the absolute stress in your voice as you are retelling this story. Like, you sound stressed, honey.
I am.
Oh, my God.
Because it just gets worse. It just gets worse.
How does it get... Wait. Let me just, like... I am that bitch who, like, asks the questions during the movies. I'm so sorry.
You're good.
Are you still in a situationship with both of them?
No. So what happened was I blocked T, and I didn't talk to T up until this year.
What changed?
So me and E were together this whole time, right? All these years we were together.
Like exclusive together or just like fucking under the stars in the Jeep together?
No, exclusive. Like we have an apartment. We have cats. Like we're together.
Can I ask like a personal question that you don't have to answer?
Yeah, sure.
Do you ever feel like he's cheating on you?
No. Mm-mm. At this point, it's like the other way around. Like, I'm not cheating, but like, he is like...
Well, that's not convincing. If anything, it's the other way around. I'm not cheating. Well, nope. I think that is the other way around.
No, like, E is obsessed with me now the way I was obsessed with him in high school. You know what I mean? Like, it flipped.
Okay. Do you think that like, once someone cheats, they will always cheat? Or you're, like, big on second chances, like, they can change?
I think he did change because at the time, like, he was, like, 18. And now he's 24. So I think at that point, you can change.
Oh, man.
When you're young. But if you're, like, older and you're cheating, no.
Okay, I'm going to take your word for it. I think we're being a little delusional, but that's okay. We all have been there. I'm not judging. So, you and E have cats and an apartment. T is blocked.
Yes.
Where does this change where you end up talking to T again?
So, at the beginning of this year, February, I would say, I was like, you know, like, every now and then you check, like, on your ex's social media. Just because, like, I was curious. So, I, like, went to go look at, like, his Instagram, and I was like, oh, yeah, same. Like, nothing new. And I was looking through my contacts because I remember I had him like under like a different name.
Like a nickname or he had a name change in the
like
Navy?
A whole different name.
Okay.
No, like a different name because I didn't want E to see it.
Oh, he was under a different name for posterity.
Yes.
Got it.
So I find like a contact. I didn't know who it was. And I'm like, maybe this is his number. So I went to, like, copy and paste it. I was going to put it into, like, Cash App to see if it was, like, still his number.
You called it?
And, yeah.
Yeah. I saw that come in a fucking mile away.
I called it.
Wow. And how did that go, Melinda?
Well, I immediately hung up and I blocked it. I was like, oh, fuck. Like, oh, shit. And I was like, fuck, at that point. And then at that point, it was just like a downward spiral.
I don't think it's getting better from there, trust.
It's not. I started thinking about him more. And like, I started going out with my friends more because like, I was just spiraling. And one night, me and my friends go to Chili's. We're getting drunk on Margs.
Oh, period. You are describing my dream evening. Oh, except the only thing you're missing is a party bus. Like, I want to take a party bus, get absolutely fucking rocked at a Chili's, and party bus home. Wow, maybe that's what I'm going to do for my birthday this year. Anyway, sorry, I went off on a little tangent. Okay, so you're out at Chili's getting sloshed on some Margs.
Yes, and then after Chili's, we go to Total Wine and buy a Buzz Ball.
Oh.
And we drink all of that.
Nothing good has ever come from a Buzz Ball. Trust and believe.
No. So at the end of the night, we're sitting there and I'm like talking to my friends about the situation, what happened. And like, I, living with E for 2 years, like, you come to like complain about little things, you know. E has always been good to me, like, for as long as we've been living together. E buys me whatever I want. Like, he has never called me any names. He's never done anything to me. Like, he's a really good man. But my only thing about him was, like, he wouldn't do dishes, wouldn't do laundry. And I would always bitch and complain about that. So my friends have heard the share of it. And I'm, like, telling them, I'm like, oh, my God, I accidentally called T the other day. And blah, 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 blah. And my friends are like, you should just break up with E. Like...
Oh, your friends hate E.
They're like, you're so young. Like, just go and live your life. Go, you know, they're like egging this on. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, you guys are right. And they do hate E because they were around when he had been.
He cheated on his girlfriend with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to forget. I'm not going to lie to you, Melinda. That's pretty hard to forget.
Exactly. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to text T. So I text him. I'm drunk off Mars. I'm drunk off Buzz Balls. I'm like, hey, like, I've been avoiding this, but like, I'm ready to talk to you now.
You're a fucking menace, Melinda.
Yeah. He immediately texts back. And it turns into a whole bigger situation. He's like, yeah, all these years, like in the Navy, I was thinking about you and like, I could never move on. And yeah. And mind you, the whole time, like he's been gone, he did try to like attempt to text me. He one time made a fake Instagram. He texted me on like GroupMe. I only had that app because I... for work.
Oh my God, this man barely had a phone and he's creating Finstas for you? At sea?
Yeah.
Melinda, baby girl, that's... Okay, sorry. I'm going to try and save some of my judgments. Okay, so he jumps through multiple flaming hoops to want to talk to you and you guys are talking.
Yes, so we're talking. I talked to him for like a month. Not even a month. And he's like, because now at this point, he lives in Arkansas, and I'm all the way in Arizona. So at this point, he's like, I'm going to come and see you. So I'm like, okay.
You're like, hey, remember E? Yeah, I do live with him.
Well, at this point, I moved out of E's place.
Wait, why?
Because, like, I felt bad. I had been talking after that night that I texted T. I immediately... came home and like I couldn't do it. I felt bad and I was like, this isn't working. Like, you don't do shit around the house. I'm moving out.
The way some of y'all call in and say the craziest shit and the most nonchalant thing and then even sometimes give a ha! Afterwards. What do you fucking mean? You live with someone for 2 years, you guys have fucking felines together, and you come home one night from Chili's, margaritas and a Buzz Ball and you're like, ha! Bye.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, is I didn't even think about it.
No, there, I will be honest with you, Melinda, there doesn't seem like there has been 1 ounce of thought in any part of this journey. You are thinking with the tip of your clit, and I honestly applaud that. But wow, am I stressed.
Okay, so T comes to see me, and we have a good time. Like, we go to the valley, he gets a hotel, we go eat. Like, all this stuff.
So he comes, visits you, he gets a hotel in the valley, and you guys have fun, whatever that means.
Yeah. we go back into town, our little town. I meet his grandma. We make dinner at his grandma's house. It's literally as if like we're dating. It was like crazy. I was not expecting all of that. It was like really, everything was happening really fast. And then he starts talking about like, I'm going to get a job here. I'm going to move back here. Like we need to go apartment hunting. Like I'm going to move back.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yes. So at this point, I'm kind of like freaking out.
Like a good freaking out or bad freaking out?
Like bad, because I didn't just like cut off E. We had been together for years. Like I was still texting E. We have cats together. I didn't just like up and block him.
But you like officially broke up.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, this is all like moving really fast. Like, are you sure you want to move here? Like, I think you should wait. Like, and he's like, no, like, I'm going to move here. I already have a job interview.
Excuse me? What the for what? The Navy? There's no oceans in Arizona.
Well, it was like tow truck driving.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, like, are you positive you want to do this? Like, I said, I'm not going to move in with you. Like, are you sure? And he was like, yeah, like, I kind of always want to come back anyway. And he moved back. He found an apartment here. He moved back. He had a job for like a good month.
Okay. So he had a job for a good month. And then when did the month become bad?
When I refused to block E. He was like, why are you still like kind of giving him like false hope? Like, why are you still? And I was like, well, I was with him for so long. Like, I can't just block him. Like, it's just not going to work. Like,
ooh, Melinda, you are one messy bitch. I can already tell.
Yeah.
You're like, well, yeah, I'm not going to deny that claim.
Yeah, I'm not, because this has been one hell of a year. At that point, he is like, okay, well, fuck this. I'm going to move back. He moves back to Arkansas.
This man is using free will in the most inefficient way I've ever heard of. Like, having to move to Arkansas from Arizona, already a bummer. Having to move back to Arizona from Arkansas, a huge bummer. Having to move out of Arizona again, back to Arkansas again. Probably the biggest bummer I've heard in a minute. No disrespect to my Arkansas girls, but woof.
So, yeah, he goes back. When he goes back, me and him are still texting each other. And at this point, it's like June of this year.
Oh my God. Like, okay, got it. Like 5 months ago.
Yeah, I'm texting E and I'm texting T. It's a whole mess. Okay. So this is going to be an even bigger plot twist. Okay. One night I'm on the phone with T and we are like talking about secrets. I don't even know how I got brought up. And he's like, oh my God, I have this huge secret. Like I can never tell anybody. Like I'm taking this to the grave. And I'm like, well, why would you bring it up? Like, now you're going to tell me, like, what is it? And eventually I get to the point where, like, he's like, okay, I'm going to tell you. But I'm only going to tell you because this girl that I slept with in the Navy has it on her phone. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what could this be? Like, what? And he's like, yeah, so I'm going to tell you in case, like, one day she ever wants to blackmail me. And I'm like, okay. So he tells me that he had sex with this girl in the Navy and she went through his phone that night and he was like, oh, she found pictures of me. And I'm like, oh, what do you mean pictures? Like,
I don't think it's his high school pictures, Melinda. I'm just going to break that news to you. I'm assuming they're nude photos.
No, they're pictures of him in girls' clothing.
Oh,
I was like, I was like, what girls' clothing? Like, what were you wearing? He's like, underwear, like girls' underwear and like a bra.
Oh, okay. Totally did not see this little twist-a-rooney happening, but totally down for it. Just mentally adjusting. Okay.
And so I was like, okay, like, okay. I was like, are you gay? And he was like, he talked about it like it was a problem that he fixed. He was like, no, I was going through a lot back then. Like, I worked through it. Like,
Oh, honey. T, you're gay.
Yeah.
Denial is a river in Egypt. You're gay. Oh my God, he is like in a closet that's in a bunker.
Yeah, he's never coming out, ever. He lives in Arkansas. He can't come out.
Wow, T from Arkansas, if you are listening, girl, come on out. You're coming out, dun dun. I want you to let the world know. I want you to let it show. Whoa, you know?
And I was very, like, I was so cool about it. I was like, you know, it's okay if you're gay. Like, nobody cares. Nobody cares if you're gay. I was like, just let it out. It's just going to get worse. You're going to, like, want to kill yourself if you keep it inside for so long. And he's like, no, like, it was just a problem that I fixed.
Oh,
and I was like, no.
God, tell me that this is taking place in the Midwest without telling me this is taking place in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Fuck. So where does it all stand now? Let's, like, tie this loop closed. Where does this all stand now?
Well, I stopped talking to T after that because he's gay.
Where do you stand now? Well, I stopped talking to T. He's gay. Fuck. Okay, so are you still in with E, or are they trans? Like, what's happening here?
So right now I'm calling you in my bedroom and E's apartment. My cat is next to me. Life is good again. Life is back to normal.
Melinda, I don't know your middle name. I don't know your last name, but I'm going to call you Gates. Melinda fucking Gates. What the hell? You went through all of this just to end up back in the same bedroom you moved out of?
Yep. A box is coming back in.
Girl, I'm hanging up on you. This is insanity. Yeah. Aren't you tired?
Yeah, I am. And that's why I feel so good to be back home.
Bitch, bye. 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 It is so fucking nice to talk to a woman in male-dominated fields. Like, it feels fucking amazing, honestly. Like, wow.
Oh, my God. And he's buying me a $5,000 cat, too.
Okay. Where I'm... I think I know too much lore about you, Melinda.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm exhausted from this story in the best way, but, like, holy fuck, girl.
Yeah.
What have you taken from this situation? What is, like, the lesson you've learned?
A big one I learned was, like, maybe in relationships you need to work through things and you don't just leave somebody. Like, not doing dishes and not doing laundry was, like, not a good enough reason. I don't know why I did that.
No, for sure. I'm also going to add in the sky is blue. So I'm glad that we're all adding really valuable points to this story. Wow, Melinda, do you have a YouTube channel or something? I would watch the shit out of your story times. Holy fuck, what a train wreck in the best way.
Thank you.
No. You're like, oh my God, finally someone sees me. Oh my God, Melinda, well, I hope you have a great rest of your evening in E's bedroom where it all began.
Thank you.
I absolutely need an update if T comes back in the picture. I will put that out there right now.
I will let you know.
Okay, thank you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your night. I hope you enjoy your new $5,000 cat, which, what the fuck does that even mean? I've never bought a cat. What kind of cat is this? Is it a leopard?
It's a munchkin cat. A munchkin has short legs.
Oh my God, is that a thing?
Yeah. They're like wiener dogs.
Can it not get up on counters?
It can. They can actually jump pretty good.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm turned back off. Wow. Okay, well, enjoy your little people cat or whatever the fuck.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
You... I'm going to be thinking about this story for a while. I'm not even going to lie to you, Melinda. This was like mundane, yet I couldn't get enough of it.
Thank you.
Like, this was so relatable and then so not at the same time. And I'm kind of obsessed with your nonchalantness about all of it.
I mean, I have to be.
No, you really do.
I have to laugh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Melinda.
Thank you.
I literally don't know how to say go. I'm just like, it's like I'm just sitting here sort of like mouth agape, like what the fuck just happened?
I mean, that's a good thing though, you know?
Sure. Let's leave it at that. I hope you have a good rest of your night. Tell E I say hi.
You too. Okay, I will.
No, don't. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye. Y'all, why do I feel like I just went to the Navy? I mean, I feel like I've just sailed the seven seas twice. What the fuck? Melinda, I hope none of this comes off as judgment because, like, I really am internally living for this. Externally, I feel so stressed at the idea of being in your shoes. Like, girl, you do not need to put yourself through all this. But I'm glad you learned the lessons you did. That is important, that like dishes and laundry really are something that can change. Cheating, I'm definitely not a believer that that changes, but if you're confident, yeah, we'll leave it there. Anyways, we have our final call of the episode. Hi, Anne. You alluded to having an insane family story. I'm like almost scared based off of the three other calls I've had today.
Oh, goodness. Well, hopefully mine's not as scary. So first, you know how everyone has that part of the family, you know, they don't talk to, right? Everyone has that side of the family. It's just like, yeah, something weird happened. We're just going to cut that out. They're not part of the family anymore.
Yeah, that would be my father. Yes, I'm familiar.
Yes. Yes. So first off, I actually haven't seen them or talked to them seriously, since I was probably 8 years old, and I'm almost 30 now, so it's been a while.
Okay, we've got 2 decades plus under our belt.
Yes.
So let's throw these family members under the bus. What happened?
Let's do it. All right, to set the stage, just kind of how they are as people. So my family, you know, my parents and I decided to cut them out of our life after my grandparents passed away. So basically what happened for this part of it, this isn't the story, this is just to set up who they are. We had set aside time, basically, where all the family members on my dad's side, you know, had a certain, you know, color sticker that if you wanted this item, you put your green sticker, your blue sticker, whatever it may be on that item, right? So my parents and I get there, and they had already gone through the entire house with a U-Haul, packed up. They took, of course, all the expensive items, right?
Oh, you're talking about after they've died?
Yes, after my grandparents have died.
Oh, yep, okay. Yep,
this is how these people are.
Okay, got it.
Jewelry's gone. For some reason, all the family pictures, which, yeah, now they don't talk to any of us, so congratulations. Good job on that one.
Can I ask you a question that's totally random, but I just need to ask it because it's all I'm fixating on?
Go for it.
Do you live in Ohio?
No, I am in the Midwest.
Okay, you have, no, you have, like, the way you talk and, like, your accent, I guess, sounds exactly almost like one of my cousins who lives in Ohio, and I was like, oh my god, if I get this right, I'm gonna go buy a lotto ticket, so I guess I'm not going anywhere tonight.
No, I have the Midwest accent, right, and I love it, so no, I appreciate that.
So let's start over with the backstory. Sorry, because this has gotten crazily off topic. So the family, yep, my dad, that's who I cut off. Okay.
Yep, cut him off. Okay, so bad people, right? We'll start with that. So all of a sudden, so again, this is again when I was like 8, they just started constantly contacting my parents, my other aunt, uncles, even the family friends for money. And of course, again, Midwest nice. Right. Everybody's helping out, trying to be, oh my gosh, yes, we'll pay your bills. We'll help you with the mortgage, that sort of thing, until they all started talking.
Wait, time out. You guys cut these people out and they're asking you for money and y'all are giving it to them?
My family is very, it's the Midwest nice. So yes, we wanted to help them out and just make sure that the roof stayed over their head, right? Things along that lines. But the money was actually going to other extracurricular activities, right? Rather than bills and rather than the mortgage.
Drugs?
100%. Yeah. Yeah.
100%. It was either drugs or porn. I'm so glad it was drugs. Do you know a kind?
No, I was 8. That was a...
So true.
We do not tell her what is going on. It was just the third party over
here. No, that this is all the information you heard from the top of the stairs. Totally.
Exactly. So that's when literally then the family 100% cut them out, wouldn't answer phone calls, wouldn't, respond to letters, anything like that. So they went MIA. We had no idea where they were, didn't really care, whatever. Turns out they moved across the country and all of a sudden, things started popping up again. And it turns out they, of course, needed more money, burnt down the garage of their house to receive insurance funds and got caught. Of course. I mean, you're going to get caught, right? If you're being stupid.
So they move across the country and commit insurance fraud?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's what, so again, went MIA and all of a sudden it's like, oh, great. I'm glad they're doing fantastic in life. That sounds wonderful, right? I mean, how stupid do you have to be? They used, so it was like the gasoline they found, like the remnants when they were doing the, investigation. So like the gasoline remnants, they found like the burn patterns. I don't know. They're smart people when they go in and investigate it, right? So they were able to say, hey, you know what? We can tell you guys started this. You're not going to jail, right? So they had to serve minor time, of course, and lost the house. Right. They were in jail. They couldn't pay the mortgage to begin with anyways. And they burned it down.
Respectfully, didn't they lose the house in the fire they created or no?
So they didn't lose the full house. It was just the garage.
Totally. Yeah. Just the garage. Fuck the garage.
Just the garage. Nobody needs that.
Oh, my God. They went to jail?
Yeah. So they just, if you commit insurance fraud, no matter what, I feel like, and you get caught, right? You're going to go to jail.
Okay. I've never committed insurance fraud. Just want to put that out there. I know I look like I have, and I'm like questioning, like I'm going to go to jail. I didn't know that that was like a jailable offense. I thought that was like you're dropped from your plan. Shit.
I think it's based off of like the value of it or something. I don't know. I truly don't know.
Yeah. No, totally. We're getting past the point. Okay. So they burned their garage down for drug money from their insurance company.
Yep. Got caught, had to serve their time, all the jazz. Yeah. And I was living recently kind of a different state, and I just moved back to be closer to my family. And, well, guess who found out that I'm here? And they have been trying to contact me instead of my parents. Like, their kids are reaching out to me, and it's, I am not interested, of course. I don't want to be involved in that.
Do they all live together?
They did at that time. Now, no.
Okay.
But at the time when the garage was burned down.
No. I meant, do they all live together as they're hitting you all up, like kids included?
No, but they live all within like 20 minutes from where I live now.
Do you think about moving?
No, I moved back to be closer to my family that, we actually talk to. So we all kind of joke about this, like, oh, it's now on me. I'm now the household moneymaker to pay for their crap, right? And no, I'm not doing that.
Whoa, that's really... So where does it stand now? Do they still hit you up?
Yeah. I'd say honestly, like once a week, at least one of them is sending me a text or messaging me through Facebook Messenger of all places.
Do you respond? What are they saying? Like, what exactly are these like texts? Like, are they just like as like cold and sterile as, hey, I need money?
Yes. Like, hey, we ran into this situation. can you help me out? We can't pay the electric bill this month, right? Like, looking for even $10. And I never have.
I think y'all should start pulling an Uno reverse. I really do. I think you guys should start all texting them saying, like, hey, we've hit cholera on the Oregon Trail. We need $400 or something. Like, to quote Lady Gaga, let's have some fun. This beat is sick. You know,
right,
like,
we got to mess with them, send them just a random Venmo request.
Not even like messing with them, but like make them understand that like you're not in a position to give. Like, yeah, it's a little funny to be like, haha, Uno reverse. But like also, they're not going to reach out to people who are also reaching out.
Yeah, because nobody else has money either.
Right. So why don't y'all reach out and be like, hey, I need $20 for toilet paper to wipe my ass or whatever the fuck. Like, I really think that's like your next move. I know you didn't ask, but Anne, I really do think that's your next move.
I love it. Yeah. Well, I'll put that in the family group chat to try to get started.
I'm serious. You're responding like I'm being flippant, and no. I am being anything but flippant. I'm really dead serious though. Like, if I were you, I would start having some fun with this. Like, aren't you ready to lose your mind?
Oh, yeah. Just play into their little mind games. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's like what I started doing as an adult. Like, oh my God. It's so fucking fun when you have no parents who can get mad at you. Like, when you're an adult who's like fully supporting themselves, fuck it. Like, be a menace to people who are already menaces. Like, if that's not what technology has advanced for, what is the reason?
Exactly. No, 100%. I agree with you there.
Okay. Well, Anne, you've got some homework. I expect maybe an update or something, but I want you to start texting them, asking them for money.
I'll send you some links to their phone numbers, and you can join in on the group chat too.
Oh my God. Don't even fucking tempt me with a good time. The way I'm about to give you my personal phone number to be a part of these group chats. Although, actually, I don't want them hitting me up. So I'm going to hang up before you can possibly get my phone number. So, wow. Thanks for sharing this like little dysfunctional family moment of yours that included just some casual insurance fraud.
Of course. No, and I love the podcast. Give an extra treat to little Booger and Worm for me.
I shall, as if they don't get enough fucking treats. Everybody who calls in is like, give Booger and Worm a hug for me. Acts as if they like are fucking orphans. It's like ridiculous.
They just live the best life, and of course they deserve it all.
They're living the fucking dream. They're asleep right now. Like, do you know how nice that sounds? Anyways, and I'll talk to you later. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Sounds great. Bye, Chris.
Bye. Wow, that was really just proof of family. You really can't pick it. Anyways, that is the end of today's episode. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, comment down below which phone call was your favorite. I'm assuming a lot of us are going to be picking Melinda, although some of you like freaky deaky supernatural people, I feel like, are going to want to talk about the ghost thing. That is like a little too close to home. Not because I have ghosts, but like because I feel like we're all one little Etsy witch away from having ghosts. So yeah, I'm gonna go take a hit of my little gardening pen, and then I'm gonna go see y'all on the after show. So I'll talk to you later, and if I don't see you on the after show, I'll see you next week. Bye.